Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Elizabeth Hughes, who is the president of the Allegheny County Bar Association. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you this morning?
Good. I mean, it's a interesting time because a lot of people have mail-in ballots for the first time based on last year, still utilizing those. So maybe they at least took a look at who's on that list. And we're going to focus on the judges. So explain to us procedurally how people go about selecting 9 of the 39. Now, in a primary, does this mean they're in, or does this mean they're in for a – how does this work?
So it gets a little tricky, I guess, with the primary. Sometimes, you know, the primaries can kind of be decisive depending on – you know, how much of the vote somebody gets and, you know, if they're chosen as that candidate for the particular ticket, you know, in Pennsylvania, the common pleas and all the other judges are elected and they are done so in a partisan manner. So, you know, depending on who gets selected at the primary level can really have a major effect on what happens in November. I mean, it could pretty much be those are the folks who are going to get the slots, and you know anybody else who runs is going to have to run, you know, basically on their own in November. They're not going to be on that ballot as those, you know, top nine folks who got chosen. So it's very important. You know, the primary is just as important as a November election in a lot of instances because a lot of times it's pretty much decided at that point. You know, for this long list, it's a little bit difficult, I'm sure, for people who have not had a lot of interface with anybody in the legal profession or with the courts in general to make a determination. You're basically looking at commercials that are coming on and wondering who these individuals are. As the Allegheny County Bar Association has hopefully done a little bit of homework for you through our Judiciary Committee, who actually rates the candidates. And those ratings are available for view. If you have not already checked that out, you can go to
www.judicialvote2021.org. Judicialvote2021.org.
Yes.
And they put them into categories. So they're selected, and talk about the categories, if you will, because that's very important.
Sure. So what happens is that the individuals who are running for judge, the Allegheny County Bar Association is required by our bylaws to rate the candidates, and we have a committee, and we've been doing this for, I think, over 40 years, and the Judiciary Committee is a committee that is elected from our membership. So these people are chosen to do this this very difficult job. And this year, you know, some years we just don't have that many people running. In a year like this, the Judiciary Committee is the hardest working committee in the County Bar Association. And they take this responsibility very seriously because these are judges. The judges make very critical decisions and that can affect individuals' lives instantly. So, you know, our Judiciary Committee is an elected committee of 24 members. We are expanding out to 33 members so that we make sure that there's guarantee across practice areas, representation across practice areas and from diverse groups. So that is expanding over the next few years through the elections process. The Judiciary Committee basically vets the individuals who are running for judge. So there's a significantly pretty intense application process where there's a written application. There is a kind of vetting process among the peers, and then there's an in-person interview. So it's pretty thorough, and it's a great way to know that this candidate has been evaluated by their peers. And I think that is, as lawyers, we are probably the most qualified and well-situated because we are with these individuals every day. We see our peers in court. We see how they interact with members of the bench. We see them, if they're already on the bench, how they, you know, preside over cases, how they interact with the litigants. So I think the as lawyers, we're uniquely situated to be able to assist in this process. So that's kind of how it goes. There was 12 meetings this year, all the way from the fall up and through April. Those meetings last a minimum of 4 hours each. And then before that, there's the vetting process and the interview, the application review. So, you know, this is a long, long, intense process. And these are individuals who really donate a lot of their time to make sure that this was a fair and thorough process.
And again, that's judicialvote2021.org. And if you look there, Allegheny County Court of Common Pleas, in this case, so you could be highly recommended, you could be recommended, you could be not recommended at this time, you could be flat out unqualified.
Right. So we have four ratings. Similarly, the Pennsylvania Bar Association, they have three. The ABA has some similar ratings, but our ratings are those that you've just mentioned. Of course, highly recommended is the absolute, you know, preeminent individuals who come before that committee, and you know, their experience, their judicial temperament, their dedication to their profession and the community, you know, they're at the top of their game. Those are the individuals who are absolutely the most qualified. Recommend it means that we are confident that this individual can do and perform the job of being a judge. Not recommended at this time, maybe just that, you know, maybe this person needs a little more breadth of experience or more time, you know, as a lawyer. There could be any number of things, but that this person could gain those skills. Unqualified, unfortunately, of course, means that maybe this person doesn't have the reputation or the temperament for judicial position as based upon what has been, you know, found out about them or asked about them, you know, what their peers think of them.
So learn as much as you can, and you can go to judicialvote2021.org. President of the Allegheny County Bar Association, Elizabeth Hughes, appreciate your time and input today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Larry. Really appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!